listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Sunday. The Cleveland Browns food drive is Sunday, November the 1st, before the Browns and the Cardinals, with volunteers collecting non-perishable food items and cash donations at the gates of First Energy Stadium from 11 a.m. through kickoff to benefit the Greater Cleveland Food Bank. Bring your food donations on Sunday, November the 1st. Let's go. 216-578-0850. Let's go to the phone lines quickly. We'll start off with Jim in Canton. Jim, welcome to the show.
Jim,
how are you?
Yes. Hello?
Yeah, man.
What's up, Jim?
You're on.
This is Kevin.
Oh,
well.
Carvin. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Kevin, hey, welcome.
I got one thing on quick on the running backs real quick. I don't know. I'm sure you guys have paid attention to Turbin. I mean, he just runs with so much power. And if you look at their stats, he's actually getting from being injured and then coming back, he's actually gotten already more yards per carry than the other two. Crowell, 3.4, Duke Johnson, 3.2, Turbin's 3.8. Why aren't the Browns featuring him? Because Crowell, I mean, yes, he puts his head forward, he runs with power, but he just seems like he's not getting it done. Where Turbin, I mean, you could tell he wants to hit people, and that's the kind of force we need. I wanted to see what you guys thought about that, and also just here to call my shot.
All right, call your shot.
Well, I'm going to the game. Last game I went to was when they got blew out by Cincy when Johnny started. I was so excited. So I'm going to try to stay optimistic and say the Browns win. We'll go 28-21. I think I'm going to have to stay positive. My girlfriend won't let me get negative. I spent a lot of money on these tickets. So I'm really hoping the Browns win. The Browns win games that they're not supposed to. They're not supposed to win this. We don't expect them to win it. This is the time where they're going to actually pull it off, I think. That's the way the Browns do. So.
All right.
Thanks,
good stuff.
Thank you.
All right. As for the running backs, Robert Turbin, he had the 22-yard run. And he's got 57 yards on the season, 3.8 a carry. He had the 22-yard run. That means his other 14 carries have gone for 35 yards. Similar to, you know, Crow's at 3.5, Duke's 3.2, Turbin's 3.8. He does run hard, and I think the coaches like that, and I think he will get more opportunities. Get a lot of tweets. People are trying to call in, and it's just ringing. Our guy Eric Williams is on it, so go ahead and give us a call, 216-578-0850, and hopefully we will get to you here. That was Kevin, I believe. So let's try. Is Jim in Canton there?
Jim, you there?
Jim, how are you?
Hey, it's Jim in Akron.
All right, you got it, man.
Hey, first and foremost, thoughts and prayers to a quick recovery for your mom, Matt.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
You know, I want to call my shot, but, you know, I'm trying to be optimistic. You know, I think we have good pieces, parts. If we could find maybe in the draft next year, difference maker on offense and defense, I don't know exactly, you know, which position. I mean, they're ultimately, you know, you would love to get your franchise quarterback, but that'll, you know, we'll have to see if we can do that. But, you know, it would be nice to maybe get a stud linebacker. I really don't think our defensive line is, you know, I think what kind of points out that makes it look like they're doing bad is they're trying to blockers, and, you know, your linebackers need to come and just fill the holes. Calling my shot, I'm going to the game with the Browns. Backers are taking a bus trip out there, so I'm hoping to bring home a victory. I think Browns 24, Cardinals 13.
There's the optimism out there. People are starting to bring in it, so good. We appreciate that phone call right there. A little bit of optimism. Nothing wrong with that. All right, Eric, who do we got? Who's waiting for us?
All right, we got Kevin now. Everything got all screwed up, but I got Kevin in North Olmsted now.
Kevin in North Olmsted, welcome to the show.
Welcome, Kevin.
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
I'm well, and you?
Excellent, good. Thank you.
Great. Listen, I never have called you guys and talked about Manziel, but, I mean, in watching the last couple of weeks, first of all, I'm completely 100% behind Coach Pettine, so I must be one of those Luddites when it comes to playing McCown. But, you know, when in watching him, he has obviously gotten the hell knocked out of him.
Yes.
Just brutal to watch, and some people have been, you know, comparing it to Couch and the rest. I can certainly see that. But it also made me think, because I never really believed that Manziel was big enough to handle it. I mean, last year he got hit, of course, and running out of bounds and pulled a hamstring and was inactive the last, what, 2-3 games. But, I mean, I guess my nightmare scenario is everyone wants to see Manziel. I don't believe that he can do it, but he's probably going to get in because of injuries at some point. But what if you have a scenario where, let's say, the last 3-4 games of the season, Manziel is playing and he does okay, but then you get to the third game, let's say, he plays in a row, and these mysterious elbow problems come back. Then, you know, we would find ourselves again in sort of a limbo. Well, yeah, can he play? Well, he won a couple of games, but then, you know, his elbow started hurting him again.
Yeah.
And you can't have an undersized guy who's going to get the heck knocked out of him, and then on top of all of that.
So you're saying you feel like he plays well, and you feel like he could potentially be your franchise quarterback, and you move the needle in his direction, but yet his deficiency of his elbow don't allow you to believe in him as a long-term fix because of the potential injury, right?
Exactly, sir.
Listen, I think that's a long way off, and what I would say to you at that point is, if he plays well, that would be the bonus, right? That would be great. Not a bonus, but that would be great and give you hope. But if the elbow flares up to the point where you don't feel comfortable he can be your guy, you got to draft the quarterback. And if maybe Johnny Manziel at that point, you'd say to yourself, this is a guy that we know, if we need him, can come in and play well for us. But if not, we're going to still try to find that guy that we don't have to worry about in any respect. I think you are going to see Johnny this year, whether Mike Pettine ultimately wants it or not. It seems like tough to envision a scenario where Josh McCown can make it through 16 games with the beating he's taking behind our offensive line right now. 26 sacks already on the season. So I think you will see Johnny, but at some point you do want to see him to see if you need to find that out, right? Can he withstand the rigors of getting all the first team reps? I think he can. This has not been something that was an issue for him, and you certainly don't throw in season like you did in training camp. But that is something, a bridge that certainly will be crossed when the time comes to cross it.
Yeah, I agree. I think it is a ways off, and I think he will get an opportunity, as a lot of backups do here in Cleveland as a quarterback, to go out there and perform, to be the starter, get in his comfort zone, take an entire week of preparation, and be the guy. And it'll allow us to gauge, you know, where is he at as an individual, where is he at as a professional, and allow us as a franchise to determine whether you move on or you do, in fact, draft a quarterback.
All right, and we'll get our final call here for the first hour of the show. Mike in Youngstown, welcome to the show.
Gentlemen, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Go, go Bucks.
Go Bucks.
Speaking
with the
of...
the day off, right?
Yeah. I've been up to 4 games this year, me and my wife. I love it. Going to Michigan State, it's going to be tremendous up there. Matt, I talked to Mike McGlynn. He said to tell you what's up. Hello.
Awesome. Cool, man. Very cool. Thank you.
All right. Couple things. The, you know, so many people want to see Johnny play just because they want to see him play. Like you guys said, he's going to get his chance to play, but I don't see any way to take McCown out the way that he's been performing. It would be really, really... I'm just wondering what our record would have been if our defense, I think our offense is ranked 17th, 18th, 16th, something like that. I'm wondering what you guys think our record, and it's a hypothetical, I understand that, but where do you think we would have been if we were even in the middle of the pack defensively with our record? And then
I think it would be easy. I think we'd be 4-3, and in a best-case scenario, 5-2.
Right, which, you know, it's hypothetical, and it's too bad we're not. I'm hoping somehow what you guys think of the energy that Joey Bosa would bring, not because he's an Ohio State guy. Well, I lied. That's part of it. But the energy that he would bring to the defense, and the shot would be 24-20. I really truthfully think we're going to win this week, and we're going to put it together and go from there. And no matter what quarterback gets in, guys, I'm a Browns fan, and I hope we win.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for the call.
All right.
I hope the Browns win as well. Obviously, that's what all of us want. We want the Browns to come out and win on Sunday against the Arizona Cardinals. Josh McCown, when I talk about why I would play Johnny Manziel, it is nothing to do with the way that Josh McCown's playing.
Right.
The Browns are not losing
it is
because
organizational,
of Johnny
right?
Because of Josh McCown. He's done a great job. He's done better than anybody probably would have expected him to do. Yes, it is much more just because, you know, at this point, the record is what the record is. Now, I understand you're saying, well, we could still go 11-5. Yeah, certainly. That is with until we lose another game, that is in, within the realm of possibility. Doesn't seem likely. But you got to, at some point, not find out what he has, but give him an opportunity to show if he can be a starting quarterback in the National Football League for your organization. Because the truth is, Josh McCown is not going to be your starting quarterback next year. He's not going to be your starting quarterback 2 years from now. But Johnny could be.
Yes.
And if he's able to show that he can win, which he did in the game over the Tennessee Titans, then at some point you got to find out. When that time comes, that's the purview and the decision of the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine. And when that time comes, I'm sure Mike Pettine will let all of us know. All right, the time has come now to take a break and end the first hour. When we come back, we've got higher or lower. We've got the kid coming in for the NFL game predictions, the Friday forecast. We'll answer some fantasy football questions, and we'll take your phone calls, 216-578-0850. Call your shot for Sunday's game. It's the Browns. It is the Cardinals, 2-5 versus 5-2 at First Energy Stadium.